A new warning from the NAACP is gaining attention in Missouri. This week, the civil rights organization issued its first statewide travel advisory urging African Americans to use extreme caution while traveling through Missouri for their own safety. The warning reminded some people of a time when African Americans would carry green books. Those were guides laying out for black folks places that would serve them and places that were safe while traveling in the country. Katrina Thompson Moore is associate professor in history and African American studies at St. Louis University, and she explains.
It was a travel guide that helped you stay safe in a Jim Crow society. It is dangerous to stop at gas stations. Hotels won't accept you. You could be killed in some areas. And so this says, hey, you can stop here and have a good meal and be safe. And so this travel book throughout the Jim Crow era became sort of a staple in a lot of black homes of this is how we can travel and feel safe and really go to black businesses and support them.
This week, the NAACP issued their warning as a new state law goes into effect in Missouri, making it difficult for workers to sue employers for wrongful termination based on discrimination. The NAACP also cited several examples of violence against people of color. The NAACP says its advisory will stay in place until at least August 28th, the end of the summer. Katrina Thompson Moore says she was surprised by the advisory.
I am not a native of St. Louis, but it's interesting. I've lived in St. Louis since 2008. And when I heard the travel advisory, no, I did not feel unsafe. However, walking down the street as an African-American female in the United States is unsafe. So overall, it did not make me more fearful of living in this region. It did highlight that, yes, this area is dangerous for brown and black people. But give me a state that is not. and so it highlighted that there is a race problem in Missouri, but there's a race problem in the United States. And so I don't know if the NAACP is trying to start a trend here or they're really trying to find a new way to protest legislation that is biased.
And that part of it is interesting from the NAACP. I mean, this is an organization that's been struggling for relevance a little bit lately. We've heard that younger African Americans in the protest movement are not as interested in the NAACP as they once were. And you're thinking maybe this does have to do with some new relevance for the organization.
Well, it does have people talking. People are talking about the Missouri NAACP. People are referring to this being the first of its kind. So it is a form of its own sort of protest, social unrest of having people have a conversation. And now people are talking about Senate Bill 43. So it does bring out these civil rights violations in this particular region. And so it does have that effect, which is a good thing. People are talking about it and people now know that this Senate bill has gone through. It will be effective by the end of August. But the problem is, I don't know if this is going to work and is it appealing to the younger generations. But they are trying. This may be a new tactic. This may be a new style of boycotting for the millennium. I'm really not sure what the plan is after this.
Professor Moore, we mentioned the Green Book that helped African-American families find safe places to stop while they were on the road in the Jim Crow era. Does this remind you of that at all?
It's different than that. I understand the comparison. I do. Because with the Green Book didn't warn where not to go. It said where you can go. With this travel advisory, it's saying where not to go. Now, it will be interesting if the NAACP does similar to the Green Book, which started in one state and then looked at the whole United States. And if the NAACP starts this of an overall national movement and say all of these states have civil rights violations, and warn people and really highlight and call out laws, call out various violations of people getting killed by police, by racial, anything that's taking place, racial and gender biases, and NAACP makes it a national movement, that will make it more of the Green Book, but in a very different way. And so the Green Book was something that was celebrated in the African-American community. I don't think we are celebrating the NAACP travel advisory.
Katrina Thompson Moore is associate professor in history and African-American studies at St. Louis University. Professor, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen. wherever you listen to podcasts.